Fun Home is a musical adapted by Alison Bechdel's graphic novel memoir by the same name. Fun Home will run at Schenectady Light Opera Company March 15th to the 24th. And to tell us more, we are now joined by Francesco Archina and Emily Rose Rivera. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine. So,
thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having us.
Nice to meet you. So, what should we know about this play and its themes?
So, this show is, I will say, dark, but absolutely stunning. The themes of the show are very much pride, family trauma, how to heal from that, how to move on from it, and how to grow with it. But the show sends a very strong message. Quick synopsis, it's about a lesbian cartoonist who is writing a graphic novel of her life. And she grew up in a funeral home with her father, who was an antique person and closeted queer person. And so the story kind of shows you what your life will look like if you live with pride and what your life would look like if you live in shame. So it's very bold and absolutely beautiful.
This is a sad comedy musical. How do these genres like overlap? It feels like, is the audience kind of ping-ponging between emotions as they're watching?
Yeah, that's actually exactly what it is. I'm not sure if you've ever read the novel, if you're familiar with it, but it absolutely has moments of like, okay, wow, that was a lot. And then, you know, the narrator will make a huge joke out of it. So it's a lot of dark comedy. The novel itself is a tragicomedy. But Emily can speak to how stunning the music is, because while moments and scenes will leave you feeling, wow, that was heavy, you'll then fall into this gorgeous song. And Emily and Sean, who is our accompanist, they just did such a beautiful job making the music unforgettable. It's gorgeous.
And the musical itself runs for a little over 90 minutes, and there's no intermission. So it definitely does ping pong you back and forth through an emotional sort of roller coaster. And then from a musical perspective, in my opinion, it just has everything. I think sometimes audiences see newer musicals and think, oh, this is contemporary. You know, what will I get out of it? But it has a very strong connection to, I would say, all genres of music, from classical to contemporary rock, and then also takes from the best composers of musicals, Sondheim, Lerner and Lowe, and then, you know, you hear earlier compositions as well, like Bach and Mozart. It's very cool. And then there's even a Jackson 5-esque type number. So it just has a little bit of everything. So certainly ping-ponging is a great way to describe even, I think, the journey musically through the score.
And so this was a graphic novel. How did that translate? I don't know if there are other examples of this, but like bringing a picture novel and transitioning it onto the stage. Can you talk about that part?
Yeah. So the story actually translates. I mean, they made very small changes here and there to just kind of, you know, condense this big novel to a 90-minute show. So, you know, some extended family members were taken out, things like that. But the story itself translates beautifully. It feels very much like you're flipping through the pages, too, the way it bounces around. You'll see the lead character at 42, and then you'll see her at 19, and then she'll be at 9 years old. So it very much takes you around like the pages does. And we have a gorgeous set designer, Mark Christopher. I mean, he designed the most beautiful set. And so it's filled with these borders, these frames, and inside you can see actual drawings from Alison Bechdel's graphic novel. So the set itself also does a great job at reflecting all the beauty that's in this graphic novel.
With some of the names that you've listed, we can see that you're both joined by a very talented cast. Can you tell us more about your team?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you brag about the team a little bit.
Okay. Well, we have a cast that is assembled of experienced and, you know, new actors from all over the region.
Yeah.
And the crew as well. And the representation we have from the LGBTQ plus community is a huge part of our cast and crew. And I think that, I mean, you can speak to this more, but I think that it's something that you don't see a lot. And so it's a unique opportunity to come and see all of these artists, including people that worked on the set on the art that Francesco mentioned earlier, to, I don't know, every piece, so, like hair, makeup, costumes, like all of the artists that have put in their individual work on this is seen. And when you come and just sit in the audience, you see all of those aspects just shine. So I think it's something truly unique.
Yeah, absolutely. And huge on the representation. And like, I mean, we're very much growing up in a time now where, you know, kids, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds are able to talk about, you know, being on the queer spectrum and what that means to them. And as you'll see in the show, those are topics that, you know, even my age group really didn't grow up with. So this show and watching these kids sing about these topics and run around, it's very much, you know, healing my inner child. So it's this really, really beautiful aspect that we had the pleasure of adding. Cameron Stevens, who plays Bruce Bechdel, who is also queer as well, playing a queer character like that to someone that actually grew up in this time that Bruce would have grew up in is... we just got so lucky, absolutely lucky. Holly Miller plays Allison Bechdel at a grown age, also queer, and also just identifies with this role on so many different levels. So, you know, we'll catch ourselves in rehearsal and we'll all just be emotional and we'll have to stop and, you know, take a sec before we go back into it. It just is really beautiful to see the representation on and off stage. It's not something you see a lot, like Emily said.
Right.
So Fun Home is a culturally significant play and novel. What have you brought differently to this adaptation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the show in New York City was done originally in the round. Very different. I want to say a lot more literal. I think the big difference with our version is I very much wanted Allison to feel like these memories were all in her head and she's kind of pulling them at random and taking you through the story. So you'll see her doing things like interacting with the characters and the memories, carrying around props. You'll see these doors that kind of open to reveal a memory from the past that she was just going on about in a monologue. Dance elements that our brilliant choreographer, Monty McColeman, who I must shout out as well, is also on the queer spectrum. There's so many cool queer artists working on this show. She took some gorgeous dance moments that you would never see in Fun Home. A lot of people were very confused when they saw that I had a choreographer. It's not really a dancey show. But even moments like changing my major, if you're familiar with it, it's strictly someone singing about an experience. And, you know, we added this dream sequence element where she's pulling her partner into the dance and all of a sudden they're dancing together. And there's just so many beautiful things I don't want to give away, but it is very, very different from any other version of the show. So if you've seen it and you're a fan, come see the different take on it.
So we've about 2 minutes left. I do want to make sure that we know where this is taking place. Could you tell us where, when, and where to get more information?
Sure. So you can get tickets and more information at slocktheater.org. Slock is in Schenectady. It's the Schenectady Light Opera Company. And do you know the exact address?
427 Franklin Street, Schenectady, New York.
And our show times are 8 p.m. on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday night performances, and at 3 p.m. on Sundays. On Sunday, March 17th, we have an ASL interpreted performance, which we're also very excited about. It's something that not all theaters in the area offer, and we're really excited and proud at SOC to offer that for each of our shows this season. And we hope that you'll check out the website.
Yeah.
And come see us.
So what else should our listeners know about Fun Home?
Talked so much, which I can go more, but is there anything musically that you want to add in?
I mean, not so much musically, but I do think that it is a unique show and that anybody can come and see it and leave feeling incredibly good, and really feel like they've seen the journey of a young person make a choice, and you get to see the positive outcomes of it on both that person and their entire community. And so I think it's just a story for everyone. It is dark, but it's a beautiful, beautiful story that needs to be told and heard.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So much pride in it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And we will put the link to more information in our show notes.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Thank you guys so much. It was such a pleasure meeting you both.
Thank you. Same too.